Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, plus CEO, chairman of Mage LLC. And our next guest, Michael Connell, owner of KC Visuals and HBSU. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Is that two businesses, KC Visuals and HBSU?
Yes, it is. KC Visuals Unlimited is a video production company. And HBSU is a kind of an umbrella name that I use for a couple of side businesses.
So what kind of businesses are on
Health and wellness.
Okay. Well, which one do you want to start talking to us about?
Well, I'd love to talk to about my video production business. That's my lifelong journey. So,
sure. Tell us. Tell us about KC Visuals.
Well, it's a video production company based in Quincy. I've been doing video for 39 years professionally. I went to Emerson College back in the late 70s, graduated in 1980, studied film and video production, and I've been doing that ever since. My first job out of school was I produced a daily newscast for Warner Cable TV, which is a name out of the past. If this young man might be
a little unaware of that name. Right.
That was a big name in the area at that point for cable television. We covered 9 cities and towns around Somerville. And then I took a job with an insurance company. I was unaware of the corporate world of television, but they offered me more money, so I took it. And I produced videos for 8 years for an insurance company for training, marketing, sales, and so forth. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of travel. I went to a lot of great places and learned a lot. Unfortunately, the company went into receivership in 1988, and they let me go, and they let me buy all the studio equipment that we had, and I started my company in 1988.
Wow. Very good. Give us a sense of what kind of videos you do.
Well, I do a pretty wide variety of things, but my main focus is marketing videos.
So like for websites and podcasts, things like that?
Right, for social media mostly, websites, social media posting. Help companies tell their story online. Video is really popular, as you know. Most of the traffic these days on the internet is video-based.
Right.
That's where I've laid my emphasis. But I do a lot of event coverage, like conferences, seminars, webinars, and so forth, and sports coverage.
Nice. And are there any videos that we might know about that we've seen?
Probably not. Most of the stuff is, you know, on the internet. I did a video many, many years ago, which the Coast Guard loved, was for their 200th anniversary. So if you saw that I did that. But that was way back in like 1989 or 1990, somewhere in that range that I did that. So it's been a long time. I used to do a lot of government contracts, shooting for the EPA, the Social Security Administration, the General Services Administration.
Do you work alone, or do you sub out any of your work? How do you do the stuff? Is there a staff?
No, the business is myself. My brother is my partner, but he's the treasurer and accountant for the business. But on projects where I need, I do have contractors that I work with.
Interesting. So how has the field changed in the last few years? Is technology affecting you?
Oh, well, the change, I like to tell people, I started out when they were doing Rolodex films. You flick the pictures and they create motion. But you're not that old. No. No, but I...
I used to have those little comic books that you flipped, you know, and you could see stuff.
Exactly.
Donald Duck.
You get a little motion from the
But you're not as old as Walt Disney.
Not quite. Yeah. But when I first started out, we worked in 3/4-inch video production equipment and then Betacam. It was all tape-based and it was... we never used the word then until nonlinear came out, but it was the linear world of video. Once the digital world started, they started differentiating between linear and nonlinear. Now it's pretty much referred to as digital. But that was a huge changeover. An editing system, the very first editing system that I bought was low-end, and it cost about $40,000 for the equipment. Now you could buy, you know, for $50 editing software that blows away what you could do with those systems.
Right.
That cost $40,000, you know. So
it's the same thing with cameras, or no? Cameras have stayed up. We have that debate here about cameras.
Well, cameras...
I have a camera snob over here.
Well, cameras are, you know, a lot less money, and the picture quality is a lot better.
Right.
I like to shoot with DSLRs. I'm actually looking at Sony's right now to go to 4K.
That's what's filming you right now here.
Right.
That's not our camera. He's a camera snob, so he ditched our camera and put his up there.
I don't blame him. 4K is, you know, something that I've held off a while from doing, because it's a pretty big upgrade for everything. But I'm starting to lean towards a Sony. Is it the A7 III? That's what I'm considering as far as going to 4K. Have some flexibility so that
Now they got 8K TVs. They're not streaming 8K, but now they got 8K TVs.
If you battle technology, if you want to keep up with technology, you'll always be upgrading. And I found, you know, HD has satisfied my clients for a long time now.
Right.
But people are
starting to. I'm sure there's a certain point you can't pick it out on the naked eye. Some people can, but not the average person.
Well, yeah, right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Right. But I have looked at 8K TVs, and as long as they're streaming their videos on 8K, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
It's pretty bright.
I bet.
Yeah. It's nice. So has the way you also market changed over the years?
Yes. When you start out in business like I did, I was a video producer. I had no business training whatsoever. And you make a lot of mistakes when you start out in marketing. Is the chief place. I used to find a job, do the job, and while I'm doing the job, I'm doing no marketing. So when I completed the job, now I had to go find a job. So you have that downtime and cash flow, you know, because you're not doing things the right way. You got to have marketing ongoing while you're doing your work if you want to survive. And, I learned that through some painful years. It's like a roller coaster. Video world seems to go with the economy. When the economy's good, the video world's good. When the economy's bad, people cut back on that kind of expenditure. And, you know, you hope that your steady clients keep you going. But occasionally, over the years, I've taken part-time jobs to fill in gaps where, you know, the economy has slowed down. And, it's a challenge, but marketing is something now with, you know, the online scenario, all the different platforms. Like LinkedIn's my favorite. I use LinkedIn more than any of the other platforms. Facebook, I've tried different things with Facebook, have had no real luck or success with, you know, marketing on Facebook. It just seems more of a social thing than anything else.
Right.
But
that's where my dog goes.
Yeah.
He doesn't put it up. I do.
Right. I put my dog up there hoping that his, you know, cute face will generate some interest, you know. So.
Well, we've been speaking with Michael Connell, owner of KC Visuals and HBSU. If someone wants to find you at KC Visuals, Michael, how would they do that?
Well, I have a website, kcvisualsunlimited.com. They could also email me, Michael, at kcvisualsunlimited.com, or call me on the phone, 978-935-0373.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today. Hopefully you come back again.
I'd love to.
Great. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. More stories to follow.